Hey everyone, it's Aquarius Maximus, and I am back with my podcast. I know I've been kind of off key for a little bit, focusing on a lot of other stuff, but I'm definitely going to be podcasting at least 2 or 3 times a week, because I find this is like a really good way of getting out cardiology information, especially little cardiology tidbits that I drop on Instagram. So recently, I've been talking about the upcoming Jupiter card for the United States, which is the 3 of Spades. And even though Jupiter, by the way, is supposed to be a blessing and you're fairly protected, it's on a higher scale, it's about learning, you know, like a higher degree of learning, almost like religious experience or philosophical experience, things to change your philosophy. Right? So Jupiter doesn't mean that, you know, quote unquote, bad things won't happen. Jupiter is like, when bad things happen, it's like a blessing in disguise in some way, you know? So we're going to talk about what some of those blessings in disguise may be, but we're also talking about some of the negative things that we're going to be looking at and facing this upcoming Jupiter season. So Jupiter rules Sagittarius. So in cardiology, when we're looking at a particular planetary card, we're looking at the sign or season of that sign. So we're looking at a very, very active Sagittarius season with the 3 of Spades there, right? So the 3 of Spades can be like people doing too much, you know what I mean? And in trying to do too much, overloading yourself in stress, thereby wearing down your body and being more susceptible to illness, you know. And I think that's one of the big highlights of the 3 of Spades. It's just literally like trying to do too much. So knowing that, you know that your best tool during this time, even this time leading up to that, is literally trying to shave down everything that you're doing to manageable, less stressful levels. Because it's definitely going to be stress that kind of leaves the door wide open to, you know, a lot of the negative karmas that I'm seeing for Sagittarius season. So I talked about it on Instagram. And you know what? And this is no surprise, because we've all year so far in the United States year, we've been talking about how the children have been getting sick. And not only just the children, but also the adults, but the highlight is on the children, because, you know, this year the United States has a 9 of Spades in Mercury. So I already said that was going to be illness for the children and likely going to be disruption in school. I think that's a big highlight. So when you see a 9 in Mercury, especially a strong 9 like that, a 9 of Spades, even though it may take time to ultimately get there, you're looking at a disruption in school, like school closings and stuff like that. And at first when I saw it, I was thinking, oh, this is COVID. This is another COVID outbreak, because I saw this like last year. And I said, well, it's going to be another COVID outbreak for sure. Something that is at least bad enough to close down the schools. But, you know, interestingly, you know, the word up on top has been, well, the pandemic is over. So there's no need to close down anything. There's no need to wear masks. We could just get on out there, right? Well, the pandemic evidently is not over. And really kind of like what we're looking at is a triple pandemic. And it's funny because, you know, we got the number 3. So we had the 3 of Spades. So we're talking about 3 infectious diseases that have been in the news as of lately. So you have COVID, you have, what is it, RSV, and you have the flu, right? So we got 3 strains, and then there are people coming up with like all 3 strains. Like the kids that are literally coming up with all 3 strains of sickness, right? So, yeah, so that's floating around. So we're definitely going to see a peak during Jupiter season, which is Sagittarius season. And, you know, Sag season encompasses, you got a little bit of Thanksgiving. You're getting ready to go into the Christmas holidays, but not quite, because Christmas really kind of like kicks off Capricorn season. Then you have New Year's Eve. However, I'm seeing, like, you know, this is the Jupiter season in the United States. This big spread may also prompt, you know, more closings to kind of maybe drip into Capricorn season, because we got a Ten of Clubs there, right? So Ten of Clubs highlights education and teaching and teachers. And then you also got the Ten of Clubs in Saturn. So what you're saying is that teachers are concerned about getting sick as well. And maybe teachers are going to want more boundaries and whatever. And maybe teachers are going to leave, because the Ten of Spades transformation card is the Five of Spades. So it's like, you know, I'm bouncing them out of here, you know. And then you got that Three of Diamonds in Pluto with combined with that Ace of Spades as well. So we're looking at, you know, maybe some deaths around that time or whatever, but or the uptick of death. Either way, you know, you got the uptick of hospitalization and stuff like that. So, you know, it kind of all spells school closing down, you know, schools closing and going digital, you know. And honestly, if they were kind of ahead of it right now, they would start making those plans right now, because it would cut down the infections, you know, because that's how the infections are going to be spreading. If you got the Nine of Spades and Mercury, it's going to be spreading from kids. Like, even if it's like not just kids getting sick, it's kids spreading it. So they're coming home and they're spreading it to everybody in the house. So if they were kind of on top of it now, I would say that they would just go ahead and switch to digital learning, and they could probably cut down the infections by a quarter to, you know, 40%, which is huge. And that would make a huge impact. But we tend to be kind of behind the nine ball on things. So I don't know. I don't know about that. One of our good saving graces this year is we got this Eight of Spades in Mars, which is the ability to overcome anything. Right? Just the Eight of Spades is willpower. It's a fixed mindset on achieving an ultimate outcome. So whether that's getting better or, you know, or getting healthy or whatever, it's all in the mind. You know what I mean? So, you know, we have that to our benefit. So it's like having a superpower to be able to get through this, really about, you know, how you change and shift your thinking. But we also got a Seven of Spades in Venus this year, which is, you know, a challenging aspect, you know, going through tests and trials and stuff like that. So, you know, we got the willpower, and willpower, the card, it is a superpower card. However, it's still difficult, you know, because it's the card of victory. In order to have a victory, you have to have a fight. So people are going to have some very strong personal battles to get through, but they can, you know, that's the good thing about this. So this year we also have a Ten of Hearts in Uranus, and the Ten of Hearts is hospitals, you know, and Uranus is like, that's like the highlight, you know what I mean? But on the same token, this is also people maybe avoiding hospitals and opting instead to go to higher spiritual knowledge or, you know, whatever, to be able to work on their health issues. So while the hospitals will be crazy, this is also going to prompt people to kind of turn their direction to, you know, a different kind of care, you know, caring on and working on your stuff at home and getting involved with more natural remedies and things like that, which can be really effective for flus and, you know, and even COVID is kind of sketchy with that, but at least for flus and other respiratory illnesses, these natural remedies can be very effective. The United States has a Six of Diamonds in Neptune. Six of Diamonds is old people, y'all. And Neptune is crossing over. So better believe by the time we get to Pisces season, there will be a lot of elderly people or elders or older people affected by this, you know, even this mini pandemic. You know what I mean? And, you know, likely there will be older people that will be transiting. And the Six of Diamonds is also kind of like really masculine. So this is like a lot of men being affected as well, like being slowed down. So like if you're a man, and you typically are like on the go and stuff like that, you may be totally slowed down and impacted, even as a father especially, impacted by these events that are coming. So the United States has a Seven of Hearts and Pluto. The Seven of Hearts is like that's Dr. Sebi's card, you know. So I always consider it to be like a health nut, not food Nazi, stuff like that. So you definitely be seeing people changing their health habits as a result. And that starts like now, because Pluto season is Scorpio season. So that starts now. So this is about changing your health habits. So a lot of you may find that you don't have the same taste for food as you may have had. And you may be, this is going to be an easier time for you to change your eating habits and eat lighter, which will prepare you to battle more with these illnesses and stuff like that. Because if the illnesses slow you down, imagine how less productive you're going to be. And the Seven of Hearts likes to be productive. That's a boss card. So you want to be, adjust your diet so that you can still be productive and also be able to fight off these illnesses a lot more. So you got these two aspects in the cards that spread. The Three of Clubs, reward, right? And the Three of Spades, Jupiter. I always see threes as spreading things, you know? So if that's spreading and things are highly contagious, it probably would benefit you to have some Lysol around the house, be spraying, you know, spray things, spray doorknobs. And also, as much as y'all don't like it, like masks to some degree, even masks in your own house, you know. And we've been under this mask influence for a while. And I kind of associate the mask with the Jack of Spades, because the Jack of Spades is the actor character, hidden kind of features and stuff like that. So I think the mask comes along with that. Kind of like hiding yourself from the world. And it's all spiritual and esoteric, y'all. It ain't just, oh, we're going to impose mask mandates, but it's spiritual. It's a spiritual thing. And these spiritual things manifest themselves in physical ways in our life. So, you know, so we got a couple of weeks left in Scorpio season to prepare. Not very long, like 2 to 3 weeks, like maybe even 2 weeks. And it's funny because it kind of seems like people are kind of withdrawing away from like things like, a Thanksgiving, stuff like that. You know, this may not be the best Thanksgiving, you know, this may be, you know, a little bit challenging again because of the aspects that are kind of going on. And like I said, just the ability to be able to spread things so easily, you know, we're looking at probably coming back from the holidays. Let me see. So we're in currently right now, we're getting ready to go on a Six of Spades week. The next week is a Seven of Spades, Eight of Spades, Nine of Spades. So Thanksgiving is floating around the Nine of Spades, which is the Mercury card for the United States. So this is where you're going to see the uptick of illnesses around, like, shortly following Thanksgiving, getting ready to go into December. And this is when we might start seeing the closings of schools. So anyway, on a side note, you know, cardiology is the ultimate tool, y'all. Y'all need to get with this. I'm currently getting ready to release my self-paced course where you can learn cardiology. I'll be doing some more classes for people who just don't want to take the long-term course. And I'll be releasing a lot of material. Actually, I'm about to release a ton of material on my YouTube, you know, where I'm going through each card on the YouTube. Like, originally I was going to do some downloadables, and I was like, you know what, bump that. I'm going to throw it up on YouTube so people can just, you know, when they're Googling and they want to find more information about themselves, they're going to land on my YouTube channel, and I'm going to talk about the cards individually as if I'm giving a reading to these individual cards. So I'm really excited about that. I hope to get started on that and knock a few cards out of the way this week, and until build up until eventually I'll have all 52 cards. But like I said, definitely going to be having these regular podcasts, and keeping you filled into cardiology. And we're getting ready to go into a new week, and this is a Six of Spades week, you guys. So, you know, don't get yourself in a tizzy in the Six of Spades. Don't get frustrated. The Six of Spades definitely is a slowdown aspect. You know, and with Mars retrograde in Gemini with this Six of Spades, this is like, you know, a big, big slowdown aspect. You know, so, you know, don't count on things moving too fast. The things that will move fast are the things that are destined to move fast. So don't try to push the needle on things. Just allow things to kind of flow more, because this is fate. This is fate week. You can't really change a whole lot there, right? And the Six of Spades is great energy for finishing things, like for going back and just be like, bump it. Let me go ahead and get this thing finished. You know, completion. It's good. And then also note that anything new you do, you're just planting seeds. And seeds need to grow, you know. So, yes, you can plant seeds during the sixth time. During the Six of Spades week, you can plant some seeds. If you're looking for work, if you're looking for more work, looking for more clients, you're just planting seeds. However, this is really good to go back and, if you're a business owner, attend to your current clients. And that's how you can get more benefit out of, you know, this week. Also, you know, the Six of Spades can deal with illness on some levels. You know, again, just kind of like from overdoing it, you know. So you really don't want to overdo it, you know, at all. So, you know, really, really, really good. This is the start. Really, we're getting into the start, or almost the beginnings of the full heart season, and then into the spade season. You know what I mean? So that's why they call it cuffing season, right? Because of the hearts, you know. And I think that, yeah, there's going to be, you know, this is a kind of like a good opportunity for people to kind of get together and to be together, because things are really kind of like slowed down a little bit from progression on the outside. So I think that people will get it. You know, when people think that they could do X, Y, Z, and they go out and try to do a million things, and they're willing to fall on their face and realize that the energy doesn't favor it, they'll eventually come home and settle themselves down, and you know, their values are changed. And that's what this is all about. This is about a change in values and a change in a value system. We're running, chasing rainbows out there instead of focusing on what's in here inside, or what's in your home or your children, your family, the things that are really important for this decade. Family is really important for this decade. It's a four hearts decade. You know what I mean? So while people may think it's money, oh, I'm going to go out and get this money and I'm going to build this success, the real huge flex this decade is family. Family is important. And you even see in Family Matters, kind of even in the news, I was reading about Dwayne Wade and his ex and his child, etc. Family matters. That's big right now. So you got to get that under control if you want anything else to flourish in your life during this four hearts decade, right? So what good stuff do we have to look forward to, you know, coming up? Well, I think a lot of things are in preparation for 2023. And I'm definitely going to be having some 2023 podcasts where I drop a little bit of stuff on 2023 on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening to. So tune into my podcast so that you can get those 2023 jewels. But we are in, I guess you could say, we're going into the unified Neptune period of the United States. And Neptune periods are slowdowns and not real good energy for new stuff to just like, you know, pop. However, this is the time to get some of your rewards from it for any hard work that you've been doing this year, you know. So don't kick yourself if you don't feel like you accomplish a lot between now and the end of the year. You know, 2023 is going to be a big enough year for you to accomplish everything. A lot of fire, you know, kind of coming out after that year. It's a boss year, right? And this is a 6 year, and it still deals with seeds being planted, relationships. It's a six of hearts year. It's dealing with just doing the work, you know, and kind of like doing the work thanklessly, you know, not really getting the benefits right away, but seeing a longer term future, you know, seeing those benefits and stuff coming down the pipeline is really like about slowing yourself down, slow down. Everything is going to come in good time. You know, the six of hearts can give you like a rush kind of feeling, but reality is best approached in a slower manner. So, you know, look out for 2023, you're building, you know. So this is good energy for building and building and building. And note that when 2023 comes around, that door is going to come flying open and lots of great things are going to happen for you, you know. So don't get too discouraged if you're unable to do those things like right now. This is a good planting phase, seed planting. This is farming. Like, this is planting the crop. That's what you're doing. Like, you're planting the seeds and you're waiting for that crop. You're going to cultivate that crop and stuff like that. But in the meantime, you're going to be very taken care of. So one of the things, speaking of very taken care of, the Three of Spades transformation card is the Four Diamonds, which is like stimulus money. So perhaps there's definitely going to have to be some money put out there. And I don't know in what form or how that money is going to come, but I definitely see a lot of financial support coming for this Jupiter season, money being thrown out there to support. So, but remember, you know, if there's going to be downtime between now and the end of the year, and you're going to have all them kids at home and stuff like that, remember to take that money and do wise things with it. And also remember that that money has a purpose. So next year is a big business year, you know, so maybe this money that you get before the end of the year has to go to investing in your business. So don't spend it as soon as it hits your hand. You know, take that money, hold on to it, make wise decisions and choices especially for 2023, you know. So, you know, that's the good news, I guess. It's always good news when we hear, yeah, you'll get some money, you know, get that stimmy. But at the end of the day, you know, still going to be dealing with, you know, illness kind of like on a broad scale, on a scary scale too. There'll be some scary moments, you know, especially with the children, you know, your respiratory illnesses, your high fevers and all that stuff like that. That really takes a toll, especially on like mothers and, you know, new mothers and having babies. Definitely, if you have a baby, you want to keep your baby very protected and isolated during this time. Remember back in the days how people used to be like, can't touch that baby, get out that baby's face. They were way more protective of a baby. And I think that this is the time you need to be like that, for real. You need to be protective of your baby. You need to keep people out of your baby's faces. You need to don't let people kiss on your baby. If you have a new baby, you probably want to keep visitors away from the house. Keep the baby in, you know, and yoke up that baby with lots of, you know, immune and protection. One of the things I used to do when my daughter was little, all my kids was little, used to put echinacea in their juice. And I found that to be very effective because they really got sick when they was little. You know, and I'm not a doctor, and you got to be very, you know, don't go overboard with this. Definitely check with your medical people or your herbalist and stuff like that. But you can get the echinacea from the store, the ones that come in little capsules. And if your children are juice drinking children, put a little bit in their juice, or maybe just a tiny bit in the milk. You know, and again, like I said, check with your medical people, and especially when it comes to little babies. You know, everybody's children is different. So don't just go doing things with a broad brush. But this is a suggestion, especially for like older kids. Echinacea was really, really good for me. So you want to keep those things around. Keep some garlic oil around. Keep some echinacea in the cabinet. Keep some, elderberry. Keep some honey, tea, lots of tea. I find that during these times, especially with respiratory issues, really you want to keep them resting. So anything that keeps them peacefully resting tends to help, you know, that help them a lot and help you a lot too. You know, rest is key. So, you know, keep those things in the house. Stock up your cabinets now. And, you know, and address any issues that you already know you got going on. And make sure that you get those things stabilized so it doesn't make you any more susceptible. Also, I talked about the Three of Spades as not overloading yourself. That worry can prompt you to do too much. Take on new jobs. And typically with the Three of Spades, we tend to take on jobs that are beneath us. You know what I mean? So literally because we're worried about money, we're worried about this, we'll take on a job that is way beneath us, way beneath where we should be. Menial jobs. You have like a whole bunch of menial jobs. Don't do it. A lot of stress. Just be patient. Find creative ways of working it out. You know, negotiate your debt, you know, stuff like that. Don't, you know, or reduce some debt, let go of some things. But this is a very protective influence. It's very lucky, believe it or not. The Three of Spades is a very lucky card. It has a Nine of Hearts, the wish card, like literally. So, you know, focus on what you need, focus on your desires and stuff like that. And then also allow the universe to bring it to you, bring it to your doorstep. And remember, chase the dream, not the money. So definitely I'll be back on. I'm enjoying coming back in the podcast scene. I will see you later in the week.